The British Museum, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. The British Museum in London is the United Kingdom's and one of the world's largest and most important museums of human history and culture. The museum was established in 1753 and was based largely on the collections of the physician and scientist Sir Hans Sloane. The museum first opened to the public on January 15, 1759, in Montague House in Bloomsbury, on the site of the current museum building. The British Museum is home to over 7 million objects illustrating and documenting the story of human culture from its beginning to the present. Many of the artifacts are stored underneath the museum due to lack of space. The present chairman is Sir John Boyd, and its director is Neil MacGregor. The British Museum, like the other main museums and art galleries in London, charges no admission fee. Admission charges, however, are levied for some temporary special exhibitions. The British Museum offers a range of learning experiences for everyone, including schools, families, and adults, one of which is a postgraduate diploma that focuses on the classical and decorative arts of Asia. History. Though principally a museum of cultural art and objects and antiquities, today, the British Museum was founded as a universal museum. This is reflected in the first bequest by Sir Hans Sloane, comprising some 40,000 printed books, 7,000 manuscripts, extensive natural history specimens, prints by Albrecht Dürer, and antiques from Egypt, Greece, Rome, the Middle East, and Far East, and the Americas. The Foundation Act, passed on June 7, 1753, added two other libraries to the Sloane collection. The Cottonian Library, assembled by Sir Robert Cotton, dated back to Elizabethan times, and the Harleian Library was the collection of the first and second Earls of Oxford. They were joined in 1757 by the Royal Library, assembled by various British monarchs. Together, these four foundation collections included many of the most treasured books now in the British Library, including the Lindisfarne Gospels and the sole surviving copy of Beowulf. The body of trustees, which until 1963 was headed by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Lord Chancellor, and the Speaker of the House of Commons, decided on Montague House as a location for the museum, which it bought from the Montague family for £20,000. The trustees rejected Buckingham House, on a site now occupied by Buckingham Palace, on the grounds of cost and the unsuitability of its location. After its founder, the British Museum received several gifts, including the Thomason Library and David Garrick's library of 1,000 printed plays, but had few ancient relics and would have been unrecognizable to visitors of the modern museum. The first notable addition to the collection of antiquities was by Sir William Hamilton, British ambassador to Naples, who sold his collection of Greek and Roman artifacts to the museum in 1782. In the early 19th century, the foundations for the extensive collection of sculpture began to be laid. After the defeat of French in the Battle of the Nile in 1801, the British Museum acquired more Egyptian sculpture and the Rosetta Stone. By Greek sculptures followed, notably the Ptolemy collection in 1805 and the infamous Elgin marbles in 1816. The collection soon outgrew its surroundings and the situation became urgent with the donation in 1822 of King George III's personal library of 65,000 volumes, 19,000 pamphlets, maps, charts, and topographical drawings to the museum. The dilapidated old Montague House was demolished in 1845 and replaced by a design by the neoclassical architect Sir Robert Smirke. Roughly contemporary with the construction of the new building was the career of a man sometimes called the second founder of the British Museum, the Italian librarian Antonio Panizzi. Under his supervision, the British Museum Library quintupled in its size and became a well-organized institution worthy of being called a national library. The quadrangle at the center of Smirke's design proved to be a waste of valuable space and was filled at Panizzi's request by a circular reading room of cast iron, designed by Smirke's son, Sidney Smirke. The natural history collections were an integral part of the British Museum until their removal to the new British Museum of Natural History. Now the Natural History Museum in 1887. The ethnography collections were until recently housed in the short-lived Museum of Mankind in Piccadilly. They have now returned to Bloomsbury, and the Department of Ethnography has been renamed to the Department of Africa, Oceania, and the Americas. The temporary exhibition, Treasures of Tutankhamun, held by the British Museum in 1972, was the most successful in British history, attracting 1,694,117 visitors. In the same year, the Act of Parliament establishing the British Library was passed, separating the collection of manuscripts and printed books from the British Museum. The government suggested a site at St. Pancras for the new British Library, but the books did not leave the museum until 1997. With the book stacks in the central courtyard of the museum now empty, the process of demolition for Sir Norman Foster's glass-roofed Great Court could begin. The Great Court opened in 2000, while undoubtedly improving circulation around the museum. It was criticized for having a lack of exhibition space at a time when the museum was in serious financial difficulties, and many galleries were closed to the public. In 2002, the museum was even closed for a day when its staff protested about proposed redundancies. A few weeks later, the theft of a small Greek statue was blamed on the lack of security staff. Criticisms. It is a point of controversy whether museums should be allowed to possess artifacts taken from other countries, and the British Museum is a notable target for criticism. The Elgin marbles and the Benin bronzes are among its most disputed collections, and organizations have been formed demanding the return of both sets of artifacts to their native countries of Greece and Nigeria, respectively. The British Museum has refused to return either set or any of its other disputed items, stating that the restitutionist premise that whatever was made in a country must return to an original geographical site would empty both the British Museum and other great museums of the world. The museum has also argued that the British Museum Act of 1963 legally prevents it from selling any of its valuable artifacts, even the ones not on display. Critics have particularly argued against the right of the British Museum to own objects which it does not share with the public. Supporters of the museum claim that it has been provided protection for artifacts that may have otherwise been damaged or destroyed if they had been left in the original environment. While some critics have accepted this, they also argue that the artifacts should now be returned to their countries of origin if there is sufficient expertise and desire there to preserve them. The British Museum has also argued that its objects benefit from their setting, where they can be seen for free alongside other artifacts from all over the world, although a counter-argument is that objects would be better displayed in their native countries, closer to the original context. The British Museum continues to assert that it is an inappropriate custodian and has an inalienable right to its disputed artifacts under British law, while opponents of the museum criticize it for theft and what is perceived to be a cavalier attitude towards the property rights of other cultures. The building. The Greek Revival facade during the Great Russell Street is a characteristic building of Sir Robert Smirk in the Ionic Order. The pediment over the main entrance is decorated by sculptures by Sir Richard Westmacott depicting the rise of civilization, installed in 1852. The Duveen Library housing the Elgin Marbles was designed by John Russell Pope, architect of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Although completed in 1938, it was hit by a bomb in 1940 and remained semi-derelict for 22 years before reopening in 1962. The Queen Elizabeth II Great Court is a covered square at the center of the British Museum designed by the architects Foster and Partners. The Great Court opened in December 2000 and is the largest covered square in Europe. The roof is a glass and steel construction with 1,656 pairs of uniquely shaped glass panes. At the center of the Great Court is the Reading Room, vacated by the British Library. Its functions now move to St. Pancras. The Reading Room is open to any member of public who wishes to read there. The collections. The British Museum of today is primarily a museum of antiquities and ethnography. Lack of space has meant that it has had to shed its collections of natural history and books, but it still claims the mantle of universal museum. The permanent exhibition on the Enlightenment in the King's Library gives some idea of the original scope of the museum. In London, the main collections of Western fine art and global applied art are housed in the Independent National Gallery and Victoria and Albert Museums, respectively. However, the British Museum retains its Department of Prints and Drawings, which includes a cartoon by Michelangelo and many other works of artistic merit. Highlights of the collections include the Elgin Marbles, carved from the Athenian Parthenon, the Portland Vase, the Rosetta Stone, the Stein Collection from Central Asia, the Clock Room, works by Albrecht Dürer, one volume of sketches and four volumes of manuscripts, Egyptian mummies, the Benin bronzes, Anglo-Saxon artifacts from the Sutton Hoo burial, the Lewis chessmen, the mold cape, a Bronze Age gold ceremonial cape, the basalt statue, Hoa Hakanias from Easter Island, the echo in the reading room, which Gerard Hufnagg recommended, the notorious cupboard 55 in the Department of Medieval and Later Antiquities, inaccessible by the public and known as the Secretum, has a reputation for containing some of the most erotic objects in the British Museum. Though claiming to be from ancient cultures, many of the objects are Victorian fakes and are deemed unfit for public display on grounds of quality, rather than because they're supposedly obscenity. Information. Admission to the British Museum is free, except for special exhibitions within the main museum. The location is Great Russell Street, London, WC1B 3DG, coordinates 51.15186 degrees north, 0.126 degrees west. Nearest London Underground stations are Tottenham Court Road, Central and Northern Lines, Holborn, Central and Piccadilly Lines, and Russell Square on Piccadilly Line. Between 1908 and 1933, there was a British Museum station on the London Underground between Tottenham Court Road and Holborn stations. The platforms of this GO station are still visible from the trains passing between the two stations. The British Museum, and especially the Reading Room, is a recurring setting in David Lodge's 1965 novel, The British Museum is Falling Down.